yo, what's up? I had this guy named Emilio over to my house. And Emilio, he set me up on this pulsed electromagnetic field machine and showed me how to use it. And I told him, dude, we got to do a podcast about this. We didn't have a chance to do it when he was over at my house because life gets busy. You know how it is. I wanted to have dinner with my kids and my wife. And that was more important to me than sitting down with Emilio for a podcast, unfortunately. But I got him on the show. We got together on Skype, and it actually turned out well because I got to use this thing for a couple of months before I got him back on the show and asked him a bunch of questions about it. So if you're interested in this whole idea of PEMF and what it can do for your body, this show is for you.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? Yeah, check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong is one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power, speed, mobility, balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now. On the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
I have talked about this thing called PEMF before on shows. Like on my bedside, I have this tiny handheld unit, especially when I travel. It's called a Flex Pulse, and it's almost like a little portable DJ for my brain. And I can adjust the frequency that's emitted by it. Like I could use a 3 hertz frequency to lull my brain into these relaxed brainwaves for sleep, or I could use like a 10 hertz frequency to generate more focus, or even like a 100 hertz frequency to hit soft tissue issues that I might be having. And I can just throw my travel bag and go with it. There's another device. I'm wearing a little PEMF device right now on my knee. Another one called an ICES, which has been shown to increase blood flow in joints for up to 3 years after a single treatment session for removal of chronic inflammation. I mean, the range of uses for this PEMF stuff is mind-blowing. And these small portable devices, you know, like the Flex Pulse or the ICES, or another one is called the Earth Pulse. I've talked about the Delta Sleeper before that you can wear on your collarbone. There's a lot of devices out there that emit PEMF, but I consider the true Cadillac of PEMF therapy to be this bed that I have at home that connects to this PEMF generating unit, which also has rings and coils and can be used on a freaking racehorse. I mean, I got a 2-hour massage laying on this table last night and literally exercised every cell in my body, removing inflammation while I was laying there getting this massage treatment. So this thing is called the Pulse Center XL Pro, this table that I have, and myself, Tony Robbins, Gerard Butler, Brandon Ruth, the guy who played Superman, Stevie Wonder, my friend Rick Rubin, a lot of folks I know are now using this big whole body treatment setup for PEMF. So you could use it for muscle sprains or for headaches, for sleep induction, for a whole host of kind of like hacks that we're going to delve into on today's show. A lot of American Ninja Warriors, a whole bunch of Nike Masters trainers, the MLB, the NBA, the NFL, host of professional bull riders and motivational speakers and entrepreneurs and businesses are using this thing now. So it's kind of taking the biohacking world by storm. And I figured when we're talking about the most powerful cellular exercise machine that exists, I wanted to get one of the guys who is probably one of the bigger wealths of knowledge that I know of on PEMF therapy, Emilio Paleofax. Am I pronouncing your last name right, Emilio? I'm horrible with this.
No worries. It's actually Paleofax.
Paleofax. I was close. What did I say? Paleo?
Paleo.
Yeah, I know. It almost sounds like Paleofax. It was just funny because you were at Paleofax. I saw you there. So Paleofax. And for those of you listening, Emilio actually came to my house and he trained me for a couple of days on how to use PEMF. He's the development manager at Pulse Centers, and this is what he does, but he also knows a lot about the human body in general, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I was pretty impressed by this guy's body of knowledge. And so, Amelia, I think you're the perfect person to come on and talk about PEMF and clear up a lot of the confusion around it. So welcome to the show, man.
Thank you so much, Ben. It's good to connect again. Ever since I was at the house, kind of providing some knowledge and some application of our technology. One thing I do want to say just personally, and as I think on behalf of Pulse Centers, we're extremely grateful and honored to be on the show, you know, with your advocacy and this platform. I truly believe that I'm writing or helping to write a great American business story that is unfolding right now, not only with our company and our founder, but just with everything shifting in the world the way that it is with health, wellness, fitness, and longevity. So with that kind of great American business story, us, you know, headquartered in Atlanta and a lot of the places that we are really trying to impact here throughout the United States. It's really exciting times. I feel really charged about it. Pun intended, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's a good place to jump in, man. So when you say that you're charged about it, and we're talking about the cells and the way that they respond to charges, I've kind of been under the impression for a long time that it's an electrochemical gradient that the cells operate on. And that's the way that ions move in and out of a cell, or metabolites move in and out of a cell. But you know, when you call something like this exercise for your cells, but it operates, from what I understand, on a magnetic frequency, you know, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. How exactly does that work? And I'm okay with you kind of explaining, first of all, what PEMF is for people who haven't heard my previous podcast on PEMF technology, and then kind of get into how this actually works on the cellular front.
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely start there. So PEMF, by the way, for those listening who haven't heard about this, stands for pulsed electromagnetic fields. And what I always try to talk about, whether I'm speaking at in some engagements or events or demoing the technology, is that first and foremost, it's optimizing the mind and body so that it can heal itself. The body was able to heal itself, recover faster, perform better. When it comes to PEMF or our systems of the body, the systems of the body need and create energy for metabolic processes, as you know, and to maintain homeostasis. Now, that includes adapting to challenges that we face in life, like an injury or an infection, or even an organ in distress, for instance. And that takes even more energy when that happens. So PEMF is an outside energy source, first and foremost, that creates a magnetic field, like you were talking about, that can not only pass harmlessly through tissue and through the cells as if it was air, but many studies report that stimulation via PEMF is followed by naturally occurring biological reactions that support the signaling pathways necessary to rectify dysfunction. I think that's important to note. I personally like the way that our developer Paul Webb refers to PEMF and our technology as an adaptogen. Of course, you know, with Chinese herbs and all these things, I do a lot of adaptogens, but it's true. You know, adaptogens in a sense where this is increasing the body's resistance to adverse influences, you know, has a normalizing effect, improving all kinds of conditions and really aggravating none. So, in short, it's this, to me anyway, building the stress capacity or increasing your throttle response. And you know, this information is supported by thousands of published studies and peer reviewed journals and things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense from a general standpoint, but what's actually going on at the cellular level? I mean, get down to brass tacks for me.
Yeah, so on the cellular level, so, you know, with the repeated rise and fall of each pulse that we have, and by the way, we can go anywhere from 1 to 10 pulses per second. We can go into detail here in that in a bit. But with each repeated rise and fall of each of those pulses, whether you're sitting on the chair, laying on the bed, or having any of our accessories, it is impossible for charged particles not to be moved by a magnetic field, no matter how minutely. So it's passive exercise on the user's part, but on a cellular level, things are being put into motion. So when the cell has the energy, it's hardwired to do what it was necessary to do, what it needs to do to thrive. So the electrically charged cell membrane, what's happening is that it's gently pulled by the pulsing magnetic field, and the matter as well as the space around that matter is recharged. And then on the off phase of the pulse, the cells then relax. Now, this is profoundly beneficial cellular exercise and rehabilitation. So as cells expand and relax, they rehabilitate. Ion movement improves, and the membrane's electrical charge begins to return to optimal. As cells recharge themselves, as we often talk about here, or that we have talked about, they heal and return to optimal function. And a lot of this high-intensity PEMF that we have, it's being able to have varying strengths, functioning as that cellular exerciser.
This is obviously a foreign field to the human body. I mean, is this different than a cell phone signal? Is it different than what we might experience from, you know, getting exposed to like 5G or other forms of dirty electricity? I mean, it seems to me that when I'm laying on the table and there's like this magnetic pulse, it's literally like shaking my whole body. Part of me questions whether or not that's natural. How do you rectify that? Like whether this is ancestral or natural, or, you know, the long-term effect on the human body of doing something like this?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And so one that I think is perfect timing right now when we're talking about non-native EMFs, the things that really hurt our biological systems. And really there's now an increasing amount of information that it does, especially with 5G, which I'm really scared about. And I think in the biohacking space, doing everything that I can to minimize that, which is why one of the biggest biohacks that I talk about, hence why I'm on here on the show, is that this PMF, and Dr. Mercola talks about this. I know you've had him on the podcast. Upgrade Labs, who has our stuff, as well as a lot of other facilities, talk about some scientific literature showing that pulsed electromagnetic fields, ones that are more resonant to the body, are actually washing clean of those non-native EMFs. And so that's kind of the way that it's stated in a lot of things. And that's kind of a summary of what a lot of the scientific literature is saying about this more resonant to the body, resonant to earth. You know, one of the first things that I say too is that people who don't know about these pulse electromagnetic fields is I point them to two things. I point them to various documentaries and literature that talk about, you know, lightning hitting the earth 11 million times a day around the world, which is kind of a crazy fact. Which is causing at the core pulsed electromagnetic fields on the ground. So when you're grounding or earthing, that's why there's this physiological effect of this natural, more resonant to the earth, to the body situation. And of course, I also point them to a lot of books that I read. One of them is PEMF, The Fifth Element of Health, which I believe is by Bryant Myers. Just showcasing a lot more of the, you know, the natural stuff rather than the harmful non-native EMFs out there.
But even when I'm camping, like outside, I'm laying on the ground, it's not like shaking my body in the same way as this. Like what's the difference between this and grounding or earthing? I mean, obviously something's different.
Yeah. So I'm so glad you're talking about this. So here's the thing, the fact that we're able to, with our technology, go from very low to very high voltage, where you're kind of pulsing, you can really feel the difference. You know, a lot of the times people, when they're testing this out, I always say, hey, the proof is in the experience. And one reason is because they can feel it, whereas a lot of other PMFs, they cannot. Secondly, you know, it's able to identify any electrical imbalances in the body. But the fact that we can drive it, well, why would you want to drive it? Why would you want to go high power? Let's paint a picture here. I think it serves us everyone to kind of paint a quick picture. So according to experts, we have 100 trillion cells in our bodies, right? And each one of those is literally a wet battery that requires electricity. Now, based on our genes, epigenetics, what we've done to our bodies over time, what we do to our bodies now, and more importantly, what we're talking about now, what the environment's doing to our bodies at this moment and every day, our battery level, that energy, that voltage, has been and continues to be depleted. Now, in addition to that, what I've been hearing from other companies like Energetic Fitness Systems and other scientific literature is that, I guess, because of the way that we've treated the earth, the environment, the Schumann resonance or the magnetic fields that do or did exist on the ground are a lot less potent. They're a lot less, they're not as strong as they used to be. They're not as, I guess, therapeutic as they used to be. And it,
really?
It varies depending on what, yeah. And it varies depending on what part of the world that you are.
How do you measure something like that? Like how do you know it's weaker?
You know, I recently, so one recent thing that I talked about, I'm sure you may be familiar with Primal Hacker. They do a lot of the biohacking. They recently came off a retreat, and I think they had Energetic Fitness Systems, another type of PEMF there. And they were exposed to some literature and some, and this type of question of that, you know, that it's been lowered over time. I'm not sure what mechanism, what's being used to showcase that, but I mean, hearing it more and more.
I wonder if it's like the fact that power travels back to the substations through the ground, or, you know, maybe something to do with how wired we are, you know, in terms of telephone poles and stuff like that. I honestly don't know. But what you're saying is we're actually changing the Earth's electromagnetic field somehow.
Yeah, so on one point, you know, I've been hearing that a lot. And so it's kind of like, you know, we're already inside the house, rubber shoes, all this kind of stuff, not getting that. And if for those of us who are like you and I, because you know, a lot of people ask me that question. They're like, well, can I just stand out there and get overall health and wellness? Well, it's like, yeah, but here's the thing. So when you're looking at people, whether it be, you know, want faster recovery or peak performance, or remember I talked about the battery level. So let's say somebody has experienced pain or has been in chronic pain for many years or some kind of dis-ease in the body or a chronic dis-ease in the body. Their battery level, their voltage, and this has been talked about with various doctors, that when in those states, the voltage level is so low, right? When they're in a chronic acidic state, you know, the pH is very much married in, you know, it's kind of married in sickness and in health with voltage. Okay. Dr. Jerry Tennant of Healing is Voltage, the book that he wrote, talks about this. That
it's a really good book.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is here is that the fact that we can really drive the voltage to where you're really, really feeling it, people might say, well, why do you want to do that? Well, in severe cases, and it doesn't have to be severe. It could be, again, if you want, you know, peak performance, faster recovery, really providing a therapeutic, getting therapeutic results in a short amount of time, then you can do that by amping the voltage. And so I think that's kind of something that needs to be said as to why we'd want to go really low sometimes and why we want to go really high where you're really feeling it, like you're bouncing off, like, you know, like you've done.
So coming back full circle to the question that I asked, though, like when I'm laying on this PEMF table, what's going on that's different than, let's say, if I were grounding or earthing or walking outdoors? Like, what's causing my body to shake? Or when I attach one of these coils that kind of plugs in, I mean, and I wrap that thing around my knee, it's like, you know how I do that Gaines wave therapy on my crotch where they blast you with acoustic sound wave therapy? I mean, you can freaking feel it. You got to put numbing cream all over yourself. And this is kind of like that too. Like, it's different than any other PEMF device I've used in that it feels very, very powerful. What exactly is going on? Why is it doing that? And how is that? I mean, I guess one question I have is that more beneficial than other devices that you can't feel? I mean, is it supposed to be shaking your body like that?
So I'll say two things. One, I'm very, you know, being with the company now a year and trying various PEMFs out there and kind of learning a whole lot more, you know, the reason why we're more powerful than a lot of PEMFs out there, and, you know, and I'll talk about why it's good here in a second, is truly a lot of investment dollars, a lot of time and a lot of research and development, a lot of R&D to engineer a delivery system like this that can push the power. So the reason it can is because it's military grade, it's solid state engineering that is able to not only in one session, but many sessions in a 24-hour period, 365. These kind of units are made for an entire person's lifetime. And then, of course, we got a team in customer service to help out throughout that person or business's lifetime. And so, you know, we're very proud of being able to do that. I will say bioelectric professors from Old Dominion University actually published numerous papers on the positive effects of this nanosecond, you know, PEMFs. And what they discovered is that powerful ultra short voltage pulses like what we're talking about now are able to harmlessly slip past the cell's exterior to shock the vital structures within. And the effects of such
within the cell?
Yep, within the cell. And the effects of those pulses on living tissues are profound and varied. And so when you look at some of these bioelectric professors from the Old Dominion University and some other studies, that's what we're seeing with a lot of those powerful pulses and voltage.
So in terms of power, I've heard this before, that like the power of the pulsed electromagnetic field doesn't matter as much as I think what would be called the frequency. But can you walk me through whether or not that's true or why you'd want more power if that is the case, and what the difference is between all these settings on this device, like the power and the amplitude and the frequency and some of these measurements of PEMF?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, you know, we have three easy settings on our system, and it's, you know, the time, set the timer of what you want. Then we have pulses per second, A lot of people get confused with frequency and pulses per second. I'll cover that here in a second. And then, of course, the magnetic field strength, the intensity. So when it comes to pulses per second, one thing that I want to talk about is that, you know, there's in this world, there's, you know, frequency generators and then there's impulse systems. We're an impulse system. So what I like to paint a picture of is a picture of a bell curve. And so every pulse that you're experiencing, whether it's one pulse per second or 10 pulses per second, that's the energy input, right? That's the energy on demand. That's the energy input into that cell that we were talking about earlier with the Old Dominion professors. So that's pulses per second, and every pulse is that energy input into the cell. Now, having independent control of high and extensively low voltage power and intensity is very unique to pulse centers, PEMP technology. And if efficiency is coveted, more work can be done in less time with power and finesse, which we really love and love to talk about our technology in that way. So cascading benefits are cumulative and compounded with consistency over time. When I talked about Old Dominion, one thing that I left off was that studies performed by the Old Dominion showed that mitochondrial function, oxygen saturation, and circulation are significantly improved when our PEMP technology is applied at those higher magnetic field strength. And something I think is also important to add here is, you know, not only from Old Dominion, but Dr. Beebe, I believe from Life University, along with other doctors, that this extremely high voltage power, fast rising impulses of power are safe as well. So everyone, you know, asked me too, like, is, you know, one, is it doing the trick? Yes, given some of the things that I said in the aforementioned. And then, of course, is it safe? And so we're continuously hearing from certain doctors and studies that holds true in those cases.
Okay, so each of the settings on this, I'll describe this to people, but I'll also put a link in the show notes. If you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/pulse centers, that's bengreenfieldfitness.com/pulse centers, I'll put a link over to the website where you can see what this thing looks like. But this big control unit, it's got time, and then the other two settings are what again?
Yeah, the other two settings are pulses per second.
Pulses per second.
Which goes anywhere from one pulse per second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anywhere from 1 to 10 pulses per second. And then, of course, the third one being the magnetic field strength, which would be the intensity. It can go anywhere from 1 to 100 and 104.
Okay. What you're saying is that the higher up I turn that intensity, the more that the pulsed electromagnetic field is able to penetrate the actual cell membrane?
I'll say that's some of the things that you know, the bioelectric professors of Old Dominion University were talking about, how it's able to slip past the cell's exterior wall to shock those vital structures within. And to really have profound and very, you know, very much varied results. But one thing that I do want to highlight again is that the fact that we're able to go from very low to very high, and you know, you want to be able to, sometimes we do want to go low and slow, for instance, like if you just sprained your ankle right now and there's a lot of inflammation in that area, what I would want to do is not shock the heck out of it. I want to be able to go low and slow so that I don't aggravate that inflammation. And then, of course, on the higher end, especially for athletes or people wanting to provide a lot of hormetic stress for overall health, wellness, but an optimal health and wellness, they can really start to drive it. And what that'll do, again, is really provide some therapeutic results in a shorter amount of time. Let's face it, right? Like, time is our number one asset. You're extremely busy. I'm a very extremely person, also like traveling for business, family, friends, life, et cetera. The fact that I can jump on this chair, for instance, or utilize the paddles in 10 to 15 minutes in unique ways and to charge my mind and body so that I'm prepared for a meeting, a phone call, or, you know, anything, I think is pretty awesome.
Now, what about this whole idea of, you called it pulses per second? Like, I could put it at one and it goes boom, 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 boom. And depending on how much I turn up the power, you know, I can feel it more or less. But then I can turn up to 9.9, which is what I had it on for my massage all night last night. It's like, da, 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 like a lot faster. What's the difference between the lower frequencies per second and the higher?
Yeah, so this is a great question. I'm going to say two things. There, you know, we have about 1,500 plus businesses who have our technology, and any one of those businesses can have anywhere from 1 to 10 of our units. And within those 1,500 plus, there's been two different schools of thought. some of those doctors or, you know, business owners or massage therapists, acupuncturists, whoever has our technology, whoever's purchased our technology, I've been hearing two different schools of thoughts, and both of them are the testimonials on both sides are very transformative, which is awesome. But on one school of thought is that this kind of the hammer, like you talked about, like the one pulse per second where you're just like boom, 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 or even if it's 3.5 or 4 or 5, where it's very strong and you can feel like a hammer kind of hitting you, right? A lot of people like that. Not that this is massage anyway, because that's, you know, very surface level. This is going to the cells. But, you know, when it's like really hard like that, it's almost like a deep tissue to somebody, right? Like really just pounding it out.
Well, yeah, it feels very similar to a massage. In that when I put it at like, you know, we're from like a 1 to a 5.5, and it's kind of shaking the muscles as you're mm-hmm. you know, rolling, like I'll sit on the pad sometimes and roll my hip back and forth on it if my hips feel kind of locked up, or roll my shoulders around on it, and it kind of frees up all the tissue in a very similar way as a massage.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I do when I'm demoing, there's no harm that can be done. So sometimes I'll just let the user, whether it's a first, second, or third time or whatever, really control it themselves. Like let them feel what they're feeling. Because on any given day, myself and anybody else on the chair or the bed or with one of our accessories will tend to like a particular pulse rate on any given day. And so sometimes they'll play around with it. They'll go to 1 to 2. They'll go to maybe 7.8. They're like, ooh, I'm really liking that one. And what I think is, it's very important to, as you know, to pay attention to your body, to really listen in, feel like your body gives you a lot of clues and information and data. And so as I'm adjusting on any given day, if my body's really liking that 9.9, very subtle, like, or wants a hammer, you know, then I'll listen to my body. So that was the other point that I was going to make. When I was talking about in the beginning is these two different schools of thoughts, where some people like to go very much like the hammer, very like anywhere from 1 to 5 pulses per second. But then some people very much like the past 5.5, where it actually gets a lot more pulses per second and becomes a lot more gentle. Yet, because you're getting more pulses per second, there's a lot more energy input into that cell. That makes sense. So different schools of thought. You know, Dr. Gary Ryan in Hawaii is one of our doctors in our network, and he likes to talk about having a more of a response than a reaction. He talks about, you know, would you rather get punched in the face or would you rather get kissed? He's like, I'd rather get kissed. So he likes to utilize on a lot of his athletes 7.8 or 9.9 pulses per second, which is a lot more gentle than the lower settings, and still getting really some profound results. So I think, you know, given the two schools of thought, but more so really listen to your body. I will say though, if you're going to be doing the head, I really like personally to do the 9.9, where it's really gentle and getting a lot more energy input into the brain.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones,
The ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Yeah, you were showing me how I could do that, how I could take a nootropic, for example, and then place the pads on either side of the head and deliver like a 9-9 frequency to the head to enhance delivery to the brain, which you'd also use a very similar type of approach for a headache or a migraine or something like that. And you gave me a whole bunch of protocols. Like, you gave me one for my hips, you gave me one for my thyroid, for my heart, for my head, like I mentioned. Can you walk me through some of those different protocols? Because I was kind of floored at all the different ways that I could use it, but I'm still trying to fully understand how it works on each of these different organ systems. Can you walk me through some of the protocols that you showed to me when you were up at my house?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we're formulating, you know, as a company, we're in constant R&D. We have been, given why we have this really profound technology right now, but constant R&D. And so in the R&D, there's a lot of different categories, but on the category of like faster recovery, peak performance, things of that nature, or enhancing like nootropics or anything else that you put into the body. And I do want to just really quick, in terms of terminology, we don't like to use the word protocols or anything like that. You know, we're not a, you know, like a medical device. We're not trying to, you know, treat a specific condition. We don't do any of that, right? We just optimize, like you mentioned, or enhance the body's natural self-healing and self-regulating functions. It's very important to note. Now, the things that we did were a few things. So I like to call them programs or positioning, because, you know, if there's a particular area that you want to work on, it's like, well, position the paddles or rings or square pad there, right? Or position whatever that you're using on that area. And so the things that we did at your house was what I'm liking to call, and we're starting to formalize, these fast recovery peak performance programs. So, Yeah, when I think about this, and I got this information from our doctor again, Dr. Gary Ryan from Hawaii, and I tend to constantly learn, as you were talking about earlier, whether it be books or through a lot of our doctors in our networks or constantly reading like you are. And so this is coming from him, and he's tested this on himself as an athlete. He rides like some of the most crazy waves, and he works on a lot of athletes, and he does these particular programs on his athletes. And so
this Gary Ryan guy?
Yeah, this Dr. Gary Ryan in Hawaii.
And so he's a physician in Hawaii.
Yeah, he's a physician in Hawaii, and he's an athlete himself. He trains lots of athletes, and he's has about, I think, 8 or 10 of our XL Pro Elite packages. I mean, he's doing some amazing work over there. I really plan to go visit him.
Okay, so this guy uses your Pulse Center's systems. He's got a bunch of them, and he uses them with athletes. And he's the guy that introduced you to a lot of the protocols that you showed to me when you were at my house.
Yes, programs. And and so, you know, when he thinks about like just no worries, when he thinks about increasing natural things within his body, you know, he thinks about testosterone, right? Good circadian rhythm, sleep, HGH, and other hormones that are beneficial for recovery and peak performance. And so one of the things that he's been testing over a long period of time and has had very good results with, which is, of course, working the pineal pituitary gland, working the thyroid gland, working the heart, the liver, the adrenal glands, and let's not forget the testes. I know that your executive assistant or something, when we were working on you, ended up like coming down right when we were working the testes, of course.
Yeah, and that was awkward.
You know, so yeah, so I think these are important. So, you know, just kind of running through it, when we're going to be working the pineal pituitary gland, one of the positioning, when you think about our paddles, is that you can sandwich these paddles anywhere, right? Shoulders, thighs, what have you. When we want to work the brain, you know, to paint a picture for the audience, so we have a full contoured, you know, full body mat. So you lay down on that. We have a square pad that I'll place behind your head right there on the occipital point, a great entry point into the brain. So you'll lay down on that square pad. Then I'll put the paddles, and we sandwiched your head, kind of looking like Princess Leia. And we call this like a 3D brain tent, you know, just kind of a 360, you know, bringing maximum energy efficiency to the brain cells, to the mitochondria in those brain cells, and really charging that up, not only hitting pineal pituitary glands, but obviously the various lobes of the brain. And so we do that for about 6 to 8 minutes. 9.9. All this stuff, by the way, will be 9.9 pulses per second, just right where you feel it, where it's comfortable, and really charge that up. And by the way, how did you like that when you did that?
On the brain?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And what I like is I can actually do this at night, and it helps me to sleep. But if I just like go out of my office, because I have the table right now out in the living room, that's where I get my massages on it, and then I can hook up the rings or the paddles or any of these other things that are kind of like accessories. But when I put those paddles on either side of my head, it's kind of weird. During the day, it just like it's like a cup of coffee for my brain, but then at night, it seems to kind of lull me into sleep mode. I'm not quite sure how it works both ways. How does that work?
Yeah, so I mean, maybe because you're doing some stacks beforehand, because I know I told you to do some nootropics and some things. You know what I love to do? And this is actually what our founder does as well. Like when you look at some of the brochures that we have and how his bone density and phase angle are off the charts from some doctors like Dr. Martin Milner of Natural Medicine Professor in Portland, Oregon. Like, you know, when he's looking at his whole body assessments, one of the reasons that our founder, Paul Webb, talks about why he was able to achieve those scores was not only via our technology, but because our technology enhances or optimizes anything you put into the body, you know, he would juice like crazy and put that into his body, then jump on the bed and work on the head and the whole body.
What do you mean he would juice?
Definitely clarification, right? So like just a lot of greens, and okay. A lot of vegetables, okay. And whatnot. Gotcha. Yeah. good clarification there. So it's important to note that these electromagnetic fields are going to efficiently and effectively bring everything into the cells. You know, one of the main problems we have in America, right, is absorption. And not to mention if someone has an immune disease or something like that, in terms of absorption being a bigger problem. And so the fact that whatever you intake, whether it be the nootropic stack, whatever you're taking in the morning, Ben, and then jumping on the bed and or placing it on the head, you're going to be, like you were talking about, enhancing those effects. And then, of course, at night, you know, with your circadian rhythm, which I'm sure you're really good at, and laying down on the bed and the work in the brain, you know, it's definitely going to be – when I do the head and or the brain for about 20 minutes at 7.8, I was talking to Dr. McCool about this, about just having via my Oura Ring deep and REM sleep off the charts. I don't know if you've measured that, but yeah, my deep sleep and REM sleep have been off the charts utilizing that particular program.
Interesting. Okay, so what about the one for like the colon and the testes? There's like this pad that you can sit on or kind of hover your crotch over. I mean, I know a lot of people have issues with their large intestine or guys have issues with ED. I don't know if women can use it too for this type of thing, but walk me through that type of protocol.
Yeah, and so that program, I'm going to keep talking about programs, no protocols here. So that particular one is, yeah, definitely in that men's health category, and the pelvic floor and prostate. You know, this is near and dear to my heart because I actually have a lot of friends who for the past few years have had some prostate cancer and things of that nature. And so now we're, you know, in conversations about this particular program. But so there's a footstool that we have, and we place the one of our most powerful accessories, which is our square pad, on top of that footstool. And we basically just sit down. And every single one of our accessories has some stitching. So where the stitching meets the middle, where it's the crosshairs, if you will, there's a big energy vortex there, especially in that square pad. So you're sitting down, you know, where the prostate is meeting that center area.
It's like a target.
Area.
I've found if you move your body to a certain point over that pad, it's super powerful, teeth grittingly if you've got it over a sore muscle.
Absolutely. And so, you know, because we can drive the intensity, you know, you could easily just sit there on low intensity for a while. You know, a lot of people, whether it's on the chair or the foot pad, will watch a TV show or a movie and just getting charged, whatever they want. But, you know, for this particular program, if, you know, you want to do the pelvic floor or prostate area, you can do as little as 6 to 10 minutes. 6 to 8 minutes where you're sitting down there, crank it up. I'd say the pulses per second between 2.5 and 5, really kind of hammering out, really going deep penetration, if you will, so that it can really pass through and hit those vital structures. And on the magnetic field strength, I would either go, you know, what I like to, my go-to is on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being I can't feel anything, 10 being this is way too intense. Really having myself and other people try to go to a 7 or 8, whatever that is for them. Mm-hmm. It's this comfortably strong that that really provides that therapeutic result in a short amount of time. So they just sit down on that to really maximize that. We didn't get to do this, but I learned that if you put our 6-inch ring right there kind of below the belly button and then sitting down on the square pad, you're really going to maximize that's an extreme position to really charge the pelvic floor and the prostate area. So very good for the men's health for sure.
Okay, got it. What about for the organs? You show me some for like the liver, the heart. How exactly do those programs work?
Yeah, there we go. So so the fact that, yeah, so these I like to use, and a lot of our doctors like to use the paddles. And so with the paddles, not only can you sandwich anything or the mind or body, but you can stack them, right? Kind of double pad them. And blue facing the body, we have a blue and black, you know, color on every one of our accessories. And so if you double pad them blue to the body, you can not only by scanning your body, actually, I don't know if you know this, you probably do, but you can kind of scan the body. And if there's a sensitive area, those are areas of low cellular voltage, areas of an electrical imbalance. And then if you leave it there, it's charging it over time.
That's what I thought was interesting. Sorry to interrupt, but whenever I've got an injury and I lay just on the table, the table, when I turn it on, will automatically kind of make certain areas where I might be injured hurt just a little bit. Like you can feel it more. And then I can take the paddles or the ring and kind of target that area for like 15, 20 minutes. And the pain just melts away. Like you can almost use it like a body scanning device.
Yes, absolutely. So what's awesome about this and the year that I've been with the company is that it'll automatically, like you're talking about, identify any electrical imbalances in the body and then charge those compromised cells in that area. And then, of course, the longer that you do it there, then it'll move, you know, system has a priority system. And so it'll identify the areas that it needs addressing first, and then it'll move on to the next and then to the next. And so it's awesome to see in demonstrations, you know, the proof is in the experience. So, you know, one, they find that, and then two, they're always like, oh my gosh, you know, because my first question is, where are you feeling it? And then they tell me, and then the second question is, you know, is there, based on what you've told me, whether it be currently or in the past, anything going on in those areas? And 10 times out of 10, it's yeah. And then they tell me the story. So it's really awesome that that we're able to achieve that in some of these demos.
Okay, so back to what you were saying about the organs and how you actually treat some of these organs, like let's say the liver or the heart, you're basically kind of moving it in closer and closer. The paddles, I think is what you showed me, for example. And then you just kind of hold them over that area for a certain period of time. And what's happening? Like what's happening to my heart, for example, and I hold that thing over my heart and my whole body starts to heat up and I can feel that area kind of shaking a little bit. Like what's going on from a cellular standpoint?
So like we were talking about earlier, so really I think what it's important to note is that, you know, we want to do two things. You know, we want to be able to work the entire body, like we were talking about earlier, to identify any electrical imbalances, get those back charged up. Because as you know, and we all know, we're very much interconnected inside, whether it be the energy meridians, acupuncture planes, fascial planes, whatever you want to call them. If one particular area is hurt, yeah, let's go and isometrically work that area, bring maximum energy efficiency to those cells, but also working a full body, because we are very interconnected. And by doing so, our doctors are able to see a lot of profound results. Now, anything that is in dysfunction or pain or dis-ease in the body, again, nothing to treat, simply just knowing that there's, based on evidence and some things that our doctors have written over time, that for instance, and I'll just give this as an example. There's a doctor, his name is Harold Saxton Burr. He's a professor of anatomy at Yale University School of Medicine. And he published 93 papers on biological electricity. Now, one thing that Burr discovered was that measurable imbalances, like we're talking about, in the electrical field of an organ precede the onset of disease. And if the electrical imbalance is corrected, the disease does not manifest. So very interesting guy. He's a PhD, Harold Saxton Burr. You can look him up. But, you know, these areas that are electrically imbalanced that you're feeling like, ooh, one area might be more sore than the other, it'd be good to provide, whether it be the rings or the paddles, double pad them, place them on there. Again, you don't have to do them that very long since we can drive the power here. But at 9.9, so that it's gentle, especially in the organs, just gently pulsating that area. We're just, again, all we're doing, we're not treating, we're just bringing the voltage, that energy back into the body that has been depleted because we've maybe injured it or have an infection or something's going on in that area. We're just giving the body the energy and raw materials that it needs to heal itself, because our bodies were intended to do that. But, you know, again, based on what we've done to our body, based on what the environment's doing, that voltage level, that battery level within those cells in that area are just depleted. So we're just giving it the energy back.
Interesting. Okay. So what about the paddles versus the rings versus the, like, there's a lot of, well, there's the square pad that you can connect. Then there's the paddles, then there's the rings, then there's the bed itself. What's the difference between each of those? If someone buys this whole system and has it set up, how should they use those different apparatuses? Apparati, however you say that.
So first I want to, that's a great question. So first I want to paint the picture from our systems and accessories. And so, you know, we do have three systems, which are like the main generators, if you will, which is the XL Pro, the one that you call the King Daddy of all PMFs. This is, or you call the Cadillac, you know, I call it the Ferrari or F1 vehicle. But we have the XL Pro, we have the X1, and then we have the X, which is our portable model. Now, we have three systems. We have five accessories. And those accessories are the full body bed, which, of course, is that thick, quality made, contoured bed sitting on top of a chiropractic table, just for visuals here. And then, of course, another thick, very quality made pad that lays on a chair for the full body chair. We have 6-inch rings. We have paddles. And then we have the square pad, one of our most powerful accessories. Now, each of those five accessories that I just mentioned can plug into, like a plug and play, into any of the three systems, right? They can plug and play into the XL Pro, the X1, or the X. So I just wanted to paint that picture. And of course, this is an FYI too. On the XL Pro, you can utilize two things at once, right? Or two out of the five accessories at any given time.
Right, like you were mentioning. So if I was doing like a lower body treatment for the large intestine or the sex organs, I could have the paddles plugged in and have those just below the belly button, and then the square pad plugged in, and I could just be mm-hmm. kind of sitting on top of that.
Right, right. And one of my favorites is, you know, just to lay on the bed and have the full body or that the square pad on top of myself. So I'm really sandwiching my entire body and then just moving that pad up and down, whether that be, you know, close to the chin all the way down, just kind of tracing the pathway to, you know, just be more efficient in that sense. But yeah, and so the differences between each of those, you know, of course, a full body bed is fantastic because you're able to get, you know, fully charged. And when you think about, a lot of people don't think we're electric, you know, and I think that's a picture that I want to paint, you know, as much as I can, right? Just like your phone or your computer, we're operating the same. We need to be charged. And if we've damaged our body in such a way, or if the environment's damaged our body, some of the normal health and wellness things that you can do, you know, that charge the cells, like, you know, mineral water, exercise, grounding, raw fruits and veggies, or swimming in the ocean, let's say, if someone's really damaged or wants some really optimal performance, that's where we're coming into play. Whereas, you know, the bed is able to charge up the battery really efficiently and effectively. And so that's what I call the full body bed. So, you know, it's a fast whole body battery recharger. Same thing with the full body chair. I'd say the difference is, of course, you got a little bit more coverage on the bed. And then even though both the chair and bed will identify all these electrical imbalances, we do have some concentrations on the bed, you know, for the core area, the shoulders, just because statistically a lot of people are hurting in those areas. Full body chair also has some concentration in the lumbar spine area, just because statistically there's a lot of people with pain in those areas. But even with some of those concentrations, coils are lined up in all the, you know, all throughout the pads, and is going to light up differently, charge differently, you know, each person either sitting or laying down.
Okay.
And then when it comes to the other accessories like the rings, paddles, and square pad, the paddles are great. I love the paddles, not only because, you know, I can work the brain, I can work the different organs and glands, and really scan the body to see if I'm like, you know, you can just kind of move the paddles everywhere along the body. And then when you reach a sensitive spot, whoa, then there's something going on there. And of course, just like myself, I'm doing a lot of health assessments and baselines. You know, I'll go to my liver and it's like, whoa, very sensitive. And of course, when I get some scans back, I find that I need some liver work to do. And so, you know, I've done that, I've, you know, charged up the liver and I've gotten scanned again, and then, you know, it's improved. So It's those areas that you find sensitive while working, though, that the paddles, you know, when you find that sensitive area, keep it there for close to 10 minutes, really recharging that as much as you can until you're not feeling that sensitivity anymore. The rings are four times stronger than the paddles, as an FYI. They are also, you know, have holes in them. So, you know, a lot of people like to place their hands in between the rings for their wrists or their elbows, or putting their feet, you know, people with like peripheral neuropathy or the plantar fasciitis, things of that nature. Those are a lot stronger. So like when you're working a lot of structural areas with like a lot of bone, you can utilize the rings for that. And then last but not least, of course, the square pad. One of our most powerful accessories. You can, of course, use that alone or sandwich yourself, like I was talking about earlier, if you're laying on the bed or even the chair, and just putting that square pad on top of you, letting it, you know, provide a 360 charge, if you will.
Yeah, the other interesting thing that you showed to me was how I could use it on the long bones of the femur to increase stem cell production. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was, again, some of the stuff and information that I pulled from Dr. Gary Ryan up in Hawaii. And he was talking about, you know, being able to, you know, the long pink bone marrow, either the paddles or rings, whichever you prefer. Rings, and I talked about how they're four times stronger, but the paddles having more surface area. Do about maybe 4 to 10 minutes, more the better. Anywhere between 2.5 to 5 pulses per second. And then I would just maximize the magnetic field strength as much as you can. And yeah, so I think there's been studies that Dr. Gary Ryan has referenced and has checked out. I remember reading this maybe a few weeks ago that and by the way, not only I think for you, we did the thigh and then just kind of tracing the pathway in terms of working the thigh to the knee down to the, you know, to the shins. But also, you know, the flat bone pelvis and the sternum are other areas where you can trigger the stem cell production. One thing that I will note that I remember making notes on, and if you go to Dr. Gary Ryan's website, I think it's GaryRyanPEMF.com. He has lots of, you know, scientific literature and studies and whatnot that he's constantly doing and or referencing from some of his colleagues or other doctors. And one of the things I remember reading in one of the papers there on stem cell research and therapy, by Mazarz, I think is what it is, M-A-Z-I-A-R-Z, was some stimulatory influence on EMFs on stem cells. For instance, increasing an increase they found out in proliferation rate, increase in cell viability, increase in alterations in cell cycle, things of that nature. And of course, it goes into very much detail, but without really diving deep into that, those are some of the things that I've been constantly learning and reading and, you know, applying and testing out. And so, you know, I wanted to bring that to your attention, especially because I know that you're in the stem cell world and, you know, anything that we can do to enhance or optimize these things, you know, a lot of MD and DC combos out there, facilities, utilize PEMF and stem cell stuff as well. So other good thing to know.
Yeah. From what I understand, that was one of the early research studies done on PEMF was, by NASA, and they were actually using it to try to enhance stem cell production. Like back in the '90s, they hired one of the guys who runs, I know a lot of these PEMF protocols or designs a lot of them and designs a lot of these machines, Bob Dennis, who also designed it. Do you know this guy, Bob Dennis?
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He runs, I think the ICES program. He makes this ICES model, which is like a portable PEMF device. And I think he worked with NASA on increasing stem cell production. Of course, we didn't, just because I've talked about all the other benefits of PEMF on other podcasts that I'll link to. If you all listening in, go to the show notes, you just go to BenGreedfieldFitness.com/Pulse Centers. I mean, I've talked about increase in blood flow and reduction of inflammation, faster recovery. You get reduced muscle loss. For example, if you want to use it after surgery for something like that, faster healing of skin wounds. I mean, the list of benefits for this, even accelerated nerve regeneration after nerve damage. I mean, the list goes on and on. I kind of wanted to focus in on the unique aspects of these paddles and rings and beds on today's show because this entire system, this Pulse Center system, is one of the more unique systems. And I like to, like, for me, if I'm going to get a massage, I want to freaking feel it. I don't just want to rub down. I want to feel it. And it's very similar to this PEMF. Like, I feel it, and it literally has the effect right away. It's almost like having your own home doctor right there to treat just about anything you want. You know, you scan, you press the button, you treat, boom, and it's done.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You know, along that, I was just going to say, no, you're absolutely right. And, like, you know, the vision that I have, as well as on behalf of Pulse Centers, you know, when I think about like 5-10 years, you know, a lot of people, you know, my job as a channel development manager is, you know, to really, if I had to say it in one thing, it's like, you know, we have such an advanced technology and a very unique one. And when I think about my number one job, it's to really raise the awareness to where the advanced technology is at. And the reason being is because, like I said, I mean, I truly believe that I'm, you know, that I have this opportunity to really write a lot of the chapters, not only with this great American business story, but something that's going to change and that is changing and really being a game changer and disruptor right now in the health, wellness, fitness, longevity spaces. Because when you think about you know, you talked about having your own masseuse or what have you. It's like the fact that, like, if everyone had one of these in their homes or corporations or in the education systems, to where, you know, we're able to really bring optimal health and wellness, for whether it be for cognition, focus, clarity, so that people are energized and they feel good, right? To be able to do their jobs, to be able to feel good, to be present for their loved ones or family and all this kind of stuff. And like, at an overarching thing here, that's what we're doing at the end of the day, but we can provide that in that short amount of time. You know, we don't have a lot of time. We're doing all this other stuff and who knows what the future holds. But the fact that, you know, we can really quickly, you know, bring about some of these changes very quickly, I think is profound.
Now, can you overuse this stuff? I mean, with like the Juve light, for example, like photobiomodulation, whether using a Vi-Light or a Juve light or any of these things for near and far infrared therapy, you can overdo it. I mean, they produce reactive oxygen species, so you excessively use near and far infrared light, and you can get to the point where you're creating too much nitric oxide synthase, too many reactive oxygen species, and essentially shoving the body into excess free radical production. You know, and that's why, for example, if you're going to use like a Juve light, you don't just stand in front of it all day. If you're going to use like a photobiomodulation for the head, you wouldn't want to use it, you know, for example, this Vi-Light that I use no more than 25 minutes every couple of days. With PMF, are there any rules like that?
Great question, because a lot of people ask me that. You know, at first, you know, I think like with anything, you know, one of the things that first came up to my mind when I first started with the company is this thing of like diminishing returns, right? However, you know, the longer that I've been with the company, then the stories that I've been hearing, first of all, I hear people really laying on a mat all night long, very low and slow, and then just kind of sleeping through it, feeling like absolutely refreshed and recharged in the morning.
Well, I thought you couldn't leave it on for more than like 90 minutes.
So our portable box, the X, doesn't have a timer. And so you can just kind of plug in the bed or whatever accessory, one of our five accessories, into the portable X, and it just can run all day long. And so a lot of our people will, individuals or businesses will, you know, utilize that all day long. Now, this is, you'll really like this. I'm glad that we're actually talking about this. So a lot of the new XL Pro units right now are able to run all long. You know, so I think right now it's maximum 90 minutes, I believe. So now if you turn it to 90 minutes, it will keep going. And so the new units, I think it's available now, actually. I just heard in a recent call a couple of weeks ago where now even the XL Pros will be able to have an unlimited timer, if you will.
That's pretty cool. I got to upgrade mine so I can do that. Because when I'm getting my massage, yeah, you know, I get a I know I sound like I'm totally pampered, but I get a two-hour massage. If I'm going to pay a massage therapist to come to my house, like, I want him there for a while working on me. But the bed turns off after 90 minutes, so we might have to talk. I got to figure out a way to upgrade it and get it to go as long as I need to go. So basically what you're saying is you could use it pretty much indefinitely for a long period of time like that?
Well, let me share this, Drew, and I think this will might open people's minds. And I think it's important with this kind of thing about really this paradigm shift with a lot of great technologies out there such as ours. And so I'll talk about this one story. I literally recently heard this 2 weeks ago. And it also opened my mind up, as I hope that it will with some of the audience. So we have this doctor. His name's Dr. Lee. He was in vacation with Hawaii, just speaking about Hawaii, where he caught pneumonia, really bad pneumonia. And so it was so bad that, like, from the airport, he immediately went to the hospital right from the airport. He went to the doctor. The doctor said that, it was pneumonia and he had some other stuff, that his oxygen levels were like super, super low. They wanted to admit him into the hospital, but he refused. He said no. He went right back to his house where he had our technology, and he did 36 hours straight on our system. Jeez. The only time that he left was to go to the bathroom and to eat some chicken soup. But other than that, he did 36 hours straight on the system. And the reason why he wanted to do that is because he had a teaching engagement he had to get to. So he wanted to recover as fast as he could from this very severe pneumonia that he had. Well, he went right back to the doctor after 36 hours. And the doctor, of course, did whatever tests and whatever scans and was absolutely shocked. He says, "I don't know what the heck you did, but you're looking really good." And you know, kind of cleared him, I guess, if you will, to travel and to do whatever he needed to do. And so, of course, he went to his teaching engagement and on he went. And so, yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Now, you talked about the portable device. How does that work?
So the portable device is called our Pulse X. We recently, after PaleoFX, released our fitness package, which is, you know, because our Pulse X is a black box. But we now have this blue box. It looks pretty awesome. And it's kind of a package with like the ring, square pad, and the ring, square pad, and paddles. And basically what the Pulse X is, a portable, you know, lightweight system that has well, let me just talk about the difference. So it's a lightweight design. It has a shoulder strap. It's either the little black box or the blue box. It's just a set pulse, so around the 2.5 pulses per second. You can only do one accessory at a time, but you can all. But again, you can plug any of the five accessories, you know, the bed, the chair, the rings, paddles, or square pad into this X, but it's only one accessory at a time. And it's about 45 to 55% of the power of the XL Pro. But really small black box, has a handle on it, or you can have a shoulder strap. So like, for instance, I'm going to LA for business next week, and I'm going to be taking it on the plane and utilizing it really easy.
Okay, cool. And so I could use, you can outfit your existing system with the portable system, use the same rings, paddles, et cetera, but just travel with them.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just, if you have all the accessories, all you need is the black box or the blue one, given that's the fitness one. And, yeah, a lot of our athletes and Olympians, along with a lot of the equine side of our business, which a lot of people don't know about. We have a huge, huge, huge equine side, you know, with our horses.
Okay, got it. And you're also doing a lot of work with like businesses, like business consulting. How does that exactly work?
Yeah, so I'm so glad you brought that up. A lot of people don't know this about us, that we're this type of like business consultant. So whether it's, you know, you mentioned massage therapy, whether it's acupuncturist, whether it's various types of doctors, whatever, or even now CrossFit gyms. I mean, anyone in the health, wellness, fitness, longevity spaces that are interested in those types of things will, you know, purchase any one of our three systems. And what we do is we have this advanced training in Atlanta, Georgia, where the first day is a head-to-toe application. And our founder, Paul Webb, goes through in detail and talks about every person's experience on each of the applications from head to toe. Very powerful. One of the main reasons as to why I know so much, because I was able to soak so much in on a few advanced trainings. Second day is the business side of things. And so a lot of businesses who go to that advanced training, especially that second day, will receive a lot of knowledge on our proven track record of what we've done, where the track record is really increasing time, productivity, and return on investment, ROI, for a lot of our businesses. So this is actually one of the reasons why people will start off, like, for instance, with our XL Pro Elite package, which is everything. And then next thing you know, they pay it off very quickly, not only because they're really making an impact, but also because if, you know, people have multiple modalities, if someone's laying on the chair, you know, sitting on the chair, they're helping another person. And so their time, they're almost like duplicating themselves. And next thing you know, they pay it off really quickly. They then get another one, then another one. Then people with five units, for instance, are able to truly, you know, 5X their ROI. And that's what we're seeing. And so that's what we really want to do.
So some of these offices, like if somebody's listening, they're a physician or personal trainer, something like that, they're buying these and then kind of like renting out time on them.
Well, yeah, it's just like, let's say I had a membership model, for instance, here in Austin, Texas, which is where I'm at. And let's say I had five XL Pro Elite packages. The fact that people coming in and out of my facility, let's say, you know, let's say five of them are laying on the bed. And let's say I'm a chiropractor, and so I'm adjusting this person, using a laser on this person. So I got five people in the bed, and then I'm helping these two other people. Well, in 1 hour, I got seven people, you know, charging whatever I'm charging. And, you know, I didn't have to hire a staff of seven. I didn't have to do so much. It was the technology was doing itself. And then I was, of course, helping another person, or doctors helping another person. That's where it's really maximizing their time, their productivity, because they're able to do a whole lot more in 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then, of course, their ROI over time.
Cool. I like it. We have a lot of physicians and stuff that listen in. And then, of course, I run Key on You, where I train a lot of these personal trainers and chiropractic docs and physicians to enhance their businesses and to learn a little bit more about physiology. So this is kind of right up the alley of a lot of our listeners too, just to be able to add this as a value add to their business. What I like about it is it's like a freaking doctor right there in my living room. And I go in, I scan whatever I want to scan, I identify the areas that kind of hurt a little bit or that need addressing. And I mean, I can hit my liver, my gallbladder, my testes, my colon, my heart. I can lay there when I'm getting a massage. I can use it for sleep. I can use it for headaches. I can give it to like my kids sit on it. They like it. My wife has used it on her migraines. Like it's pretty crazy. As far as a PEMF device goes, I mean, it's, you know, this huge bed is honestly not the most portable of the PEMF devices that I own. But as far as something that you feel, like if you've used PEMF devices before and you're listening, this is like night and day. Like you lay on this thing or you use the bed or the pad and I mean, you can feel as though some massage therapist is just digging into tissue with this PEMF. But there's nobody there. It's magic. It's just electrical fields. So anyways, what I'm going to do is I'm going to link to your guys' website, and also I'm going to link to any of the past podcasts that I've done on PEMF if you just need to learn a little bit more about what PEMF is. I'll put all the show notes over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/pulse centers. I'll also link to that excellent book, Healing is Voltage, which will really help you wrap your head around how electrical and how much of a battery the human body actually is. That's a fantastic book. I really like that book by Dr. Jerry Tennant, Healing is Voltage. Mm-hmm. It'll help you understand this stuff a lot more as well if you just want to geek out on the knowledge. And then I'll link to the Pulse Center's website. I can't get you listening in any discount codes or anything on this. And admittedly, it's pretty expensive. I mean, to get one of these units. Well, talk to me a little bit about that, Emilio. Like as far as cost goes, what can people expect? Just so nobody gets sticker shock.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, you do definitely pay for what you get, right? It's, you know, with anything, all the technologies or products or services that I get, you know, I know that I'm getting what I pay for in terms of premium. So we are very premium for a reason, given that we, you know, are cutting the time when we're saying that we can really drive a lot. So for businesses, we help a lot of businesses. Private individuals will still buy, of course. But yeah, so in the XL Pro, the one that you have, that's about $31,200. The Pulse X1 is $18,200. Our Pulse X is $13,200. And then, of course, you know, you can buy any of the accessories, the rings, paddles, or square pad. Each of those are about $700 each. The bed is $3,000. Chair pad with rocker is $1,100. You know what's funny though? A lot of individuals who end up buying this really start to see the business side of things. And so I'd say 50% of the time, what I've seen in the past year is they're doing it for themselves or their family or loved ones. You know, they tend to invest in the technology for their overall health and wellness, especially while they're aging. And you know, then they start to find out, oh, wow. You know, the for dinner parties or whatever, people using it like, hey, man, I'm sleeping a whole lot better. Man, you know, I don't have that thing anymore or whatever it is, you know. Like, no, I have a lot of people that have bought them individually and they share some really funny stories. And to where next thing you know, you find out these people are starting to operate or own their own businesses or set up their own quote unquote pulse centers because, you know, they're either retiring, they want to do something but still generate an income. But, you know, I will say this, even though that we're expensive and so that there is not any sticker shock, you know, before I even worked with the company, you know, I've been biohacking for like 7+ years, and there's a lot of biohacking technologies out there. And you know, this is not, by the way, just not like a biohacking technology. Of course, this is on the health, wellness, fitness, longevity side of things. But when I was, you know, in the past biohacking, trying various technologies, and maybe this is just me, but I think it's something important to note, the fact that like when I bought my first neurooptimal neurofeedback system, it was like $12,000. And the way that I looked at it was, I'm going to have this for the rest of my life, right? And so not only did I have it personally, I ended up, you know, getting a coaching business at that point in time and, you know, charging some income, paid it off really quickly. And, you know, I'm still young and I have the rest of my life where I'm going to have that technology. So when I think about something as premium as this, that not only can help myself, but my loved ones, my family, my friends, and then eventually if I want to earn a side income, especially with like a lot of the entrepreneurs and coaches that are out there in today's world, like this is something that's very synergistic with a lot of people, what they're wanting to do. And so I just wanted to kind of like paint that picture a little bit, because it's you know, people have a different perspective or lens on anything. And it's like, okay, this is something premium that's going to last your entire life. And it's able to do all those that I mentioned. Something to consider, because if you look at the proven track record that we have and 11 plus years of being in business, especially where we're going with R&D and some exciting things that unfortunately I can't talk about today, there's an exciting story that's happening. And if you want to be a part of it, you know, I'd love to talk.
And you can get financing on it as well, right? You've got some information about that on your website.
Yeah, we have some in-house financing that a lot of our customers will try out and love. And again, great rates and again, paying it off pretty quickly. So if you have any questions, let me know. I mean, I'm happy to help. This is why I'm in business for this company. There's truly some remarkable things happening. And so again, myself, Ben, and on behalf of Pulse Center, is really grateful to be able to really talk about this stuff, because it really matters. Like in the past year that I've, you know, seen all the testimonials across the world with this kind of stuff, it's truly, truly remarkable. And it's something that I think in 5-10 years, like, people won't be asking, you know, what is PEMF and what is it doing? It's already going to be in motion. People are going to be using it across the board. And it's just going to be one of those things like, oh, I just got to brush my teeth at the end of the day. You know, it's just something you got
to
do.
Yeah. Well, I'll be sure to link to everything again at bengreenvillefitness.com/pulsecenters. And if you haven't tried one of these beds, I think you guys have a list there on the website of practitioners where you can just go and lay on one, see what it feels like, mess around with it, look for one that happens to be in your town, because these things are kind of all over the nation now at different biohacking facilities and places where you can just go try it out. You know, a lot of times you don't need to buy one of these. If there's a practitioner that actually has one and you don't want to come over to my basement and try mine, you can always hunt one down somewhere.
Yeah, that's important to know. Yeah, pulsecenters.com, top right, locate button. Either put your address or your zip code. And again, like Ben said, whether it's a biohacking facility, whether it's a doctor, you know, a massage therapist, acupuncture, gym, a lot of people have our technology. So if you just go there, press the locate button, put your zip code or address, it'll populate all the centers in your area, and you can go and check them out.
Awesome. All right, folks, so I'll link to everything. Go to bengreenvillefitness.com/pulsecenters. It's the most powerful form of PEMF you're ever going to try, and I think it's worth messing around with. If you like to own nice things that make your body and your brain better, it's probably one of the coolest things in my whole house, actually, in terms of something I use every single day. So Emilio, thanks for coming on and sharing this stuff with us, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again. Happy to be here.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, I am Ben Greenfield, along with Emilio from Pulse Centers and all of his protocols over there.
Programs.
I'm just saying that to bug you, dude. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/pulsecenters for the show notes. And until next time, have an amazing week.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.